Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years. With 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are calling in from Brooklyn. Hello, Sarah Conneroe and Julian Bozeman. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you both doing?
We are hanging in there. We're healthy, and that's been something to really celebrate lately.
Absolutely, absolutely. I want to talk some more about what's happening where you are, but Sarah, would you please introduce yourself and tell us what you do for those who don't know?
Yeah, sure. So I'm an artist, predominantly or a visual artist, and I also run a studio here in Brooklyn called The Painted Cloud, which serves children and also artists who are launching projects, their new projects.
And how about Julian?
Yeah, I'm living here in New York. I'm an artist and a musician and a performer.
And you both teach some art classes, I understand, we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, so we run The Painted Cloud, the studio that is down the street from our house. And historically, I work more with the kids one-on-one, and Julian's a little more behind the scenes. But lately, with the current changes, we've both been teaching.
So before we talk about the classes and get into those details, I would really like to know how everybody's doing over there in Williamsburg and Brooklyn, New York.
Can't really speak for everybody, but what I can say is that the city does a really good job of, the people of the city do a really good job of banding together in times like these. We're happy to be healthy. We have friends that have gotten sick and recovered, and it's a crazy time for sure, but there's still a lot of hope in the air, and our lives are pretty isolated at this point. We stay inside almost the entirety of every day.
Oh, wow. Sarah, what would you like to add to that?
I think kind of just building on what Julian's saying, it's been, you know, a pretty extreme experience, and kind of understanding that it's kind of putting a big spotlight on the range of experiences that people are having and the different things that they need. We run with a lot of artists and freelancers and people who have various stability in their lives. So it's really been kind of bringing those things to light in different ways. And also at the same time, just seeing how people are coming out to support each other has also been really, really, I don't know. I mean, it's definitely been an emotional impact for me to kind of see how people are communicating and supporting each other in a way that I haven't really seen before.
What would you say the morale is like in your neighborhood or maybe in your like personal sphere?
I'd say people are kind of taking it day by day, which kind of branches into why we decided to spend our time doing what we're spending our time doing. But, you know, like, for example, we live in a big artist loft building. It's called 475 Kent. It's kind of a known quantity around the city is because it's a artist's live workspace, and they've been, you know, really rallying to do things like clap for the healthcare workers at 7 p.m. And there's a group text thread among with everybody in the building communicating, and it's neighborly, even though it's pretty incredible living in an 11 story building, how we don't see anybody. So,
There's a built-in co-op in the building where people are, you know, helping to get supplies for one another. And so it's really, I'd say morale is pretty high. The people who have gotten sick are having a hard time, and especially those who are more at risk than others. But the morale among the people in our immediate circle that we're communicating with is pretty high in spite of it all.
Well, thank you for that update from New York, from Brooklyn. It's really hard for me to imagine what it's like there every day and what some of the things you guys see or hear. So thanks for sharing those experiences. I know you've been doing plenty to keep busy. As we mentioned, you're both artists and you're teachers, and you're working on some projects that involve online teaching. Let's hear a little bit about those. We can start with drawings and thoughts.
So with the studio, The Painted Cloud, we have had a great fortune of meeting children, which we really specifically refer to as young artists, on a regular basis. So an immediate shift, which felt very overnight, with having to close, we kind of, you know, woke up one morning with how are we going to connect with the people that we have been used to seeing every day. And obviously people are jumping online all over the place for various reasons. So to be honest, there was a moment where I was like, I really need to think about what would be the point of doing that and what is the goal of doing that. And we also looked at a lot of logistics. We are parents ourselves. We have two kids. Our inbox is full of emails from all the teachers that are working really hard to figure everything out. And so trying to figure out how to help families have something additional that would actually add to their day. And so through that, we launched Drawings and Thoughts, and it's a project that is exactly what it is titled, where we work on drawings and we talk to each other and have conversation for an hour per session over like a conference online. And so we are also compiling all those. People are finishing their drawings and sending them to us via text message, and we're compiling all those drawings to make it into like kind of an online video journal over this time, which I feel like for me, when it was kind of a moment again of saying, well, what is our kind of main point? I did find myself drawing on, no pun intended, a lot of my experiences of working as a teaching artist and an artist in Alaska for a long time and working with different communities there that are spread apart, and trying to kind of figure out a way to help people communicate and share their day-to-day. So every day within our project, we always create a time for conversation and asking a question that's kind of noticing their immediate surroundings, a little bit of like a light mindfulness exercise, and helping people feel like they can have something to offer to the conversation. And then within the drawing aspect, kind of doing some technical skills that I actually behind the scenes call drawing in the margins, which is just meaning, you know, these guys are all in online school, or for adults, there have been adults taking the classes too. They're in so many online meetings and thinking, you know, what if they can actually, while they're in their millionth online endeavor, feel like they can actually move their hands and use their mind and draw something in the margins.
Go ahead, Julian.
This is, you know, as long as you can maintain your health during this time, it's kind of a unique time where work is on hold. So it's a unique time to be able to learn something you don't already know.
For those that have work on hold.
For those that have work on hold, some people are still able to work. But most people, everything came to a halt, including kids, including adults. So it's kind of a unique time where if you can get that mindfulness and sit down for a minute and you know, draw, you can gain a skill. And also this project is really cool because it's set up for sharing what you're doing. So we're all as Sarah likes to put it, like if you were doing a flyover, you can see all these different people in their different environments doing whatever it is they're doing, probably having a shared experience, even though we're all cooped up in different boxes around the country.
And so that's 1 hour a week, and participants fill one sheet of paper with something that they're drawing or writing.
Yeah.
And they share it afterwards.
Yeah, we have 5 different 1-hour sessions a week, and it's like smack on our homepage at the paintedcloud.com. But they, you know, there's different sessions geared towards different ages. We've definitely had people kind of try out age groups that are not matching their own age, which is also welcome. But we do have sessions that are geared towards certain ages. So we have some people that have come in. We've been doing this for how many weeks now? Four?
This is our fourth.
Our fourth week right now. So we've had a couple people come in for a session or two, and then we've had people come 8 sessions over the last 4 weeks. We've had people call in most, you know, we definitely are New York based, and then upstate New York, and then Florida, California, Puerto Rico, Oregon, Georgia, Washington, and then definitely a lot of Juno kids have been joining, which has been really fun.
That's what I hear. I think that's great. It must be so nice to be able to expand your reach.
Yeah, I mean, I think what's exciting about it is for the people that are present, feeling like it matters that they're present, and feeling like we can do some exercises that we do in the studio on a regular basis, but that are kind of built for kind of throwing in your moment of your personal, what you're noticing, what you're seeing, and sharing it. And so I think for all those, for knowing when you enter that no one knows everyone, that everyone's somehow in some version of the same experience, and then connecting seems to be making people kind of have a light moment in their day or in their week.
And if I can just jump back to what you said about it being a piece of paper and a pencil, that's something else with the studio. We have all different kinds of materials. I do printmaking, candle making, clay, all different kinds of things. And when we hit this point where suddenly schools were closed and businesses were closed, we said, well, what is something that we can realistically offer that people have in their house, which is typically something to write with, and a piece of paper is a readily available thing in a lot of people's homes. So finding a way to match these two things, what do we have to offer? What skills do we have to offer? What can we do to help people? And how can we do it with the tools that they already have?
I think it's great that you're focused on accessibility. And I also heard that these classes are kind of pay as you can or pay by donation. Is that the case?
Yeah, it is totally. I mean, we've had, there's a range of support there. And really for us, we appreciate the support in the financial way. But for us, we were really clear when we were planning it that our priority was really just to create connectivity with no boundary to that. So that, you know, if somebody wants to join, we just want them to join. That's our goal.
If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Sarah Conero and Julian Bozeman. They're both living in Brooklyn, New York, offering online art classes. So we spoke about the Drawings and Thoughts Project, and now I'd like to hear you guys talk about Dreamers Welcome TV, which you can tune into at any hour. So it's not just once a week, it's whenever you feel like it. Say more about that.
Yeah, that was just kind of a hilarious idea we had last week to launch a TV channel. Because the other aspect of this is, you know, we're friends with lots of artists, as Sarah said, and so we talk to lots of different people, and, you know, tours are canceled, shows are canceled, everything's canceled. So now all these creative folks are cooped up in their homes, and, you know, it's a listless time. I was talking to a friend last night and was saying that the sales have gone slack. It's hard to find your bearing in this time where there's, you know, no foreseeable end, and the future is pretty unclear. So the idea behind this was to say, okay, well, we're all in our houses, we're all creative people. So let's combine our forces and offer in a very casual way what we're doing in our own isolation. So it's been a cool way for artists to share what they're doing. And then the second part of that is, as parents, you know, the the first week when schools got canceled in New York, we were told on Sunday that schools would be canceled the next day. And so, which also meant that our business was closing the next day. And so everything was, you know, kind of turned on its head. And suddenly we were working five times as much. And also our kids were around. And so we were hearing this common story among parents that, you know, their kids are there. They're trying, they're, you know, the parents are kind of freaking out, trying to figure out what's going to happen with their business, trying to figure out what they're doing with work, all this stuff. And the kids are saying, what should I do? And so we thought, well, there's all these artists who are cooped up making cool stuff, or at least needing a deadline of sorts. And then there's all these families who are needing a place to turn their kids. So we thought, what about making, you know, some parents were saying, my kids watched 4 hours of Dora the Explorer today, and I'm about to lose my mind, and I also feel guilty. So we were thinking, how can we alleviate that a little bit with, you know, what can we do to help? So we launched this TV channel and asked artists to submit all ages appropriate content, you know, so it could be a place where when your kid says, what do I do now? You can say, turn on Dreamers Welcome TV, and they can have at least something that's enriching and rewarding to watch, and is also sharing the experience that we're all having independently right now.
Can you give me an example of what I might see if I tuned into Dreamers Welcome TV right now?
Yeah, I think people are still sending things in, because we did really do a cart before the horse kind of style and launched it, and people are realizing that this is happening and sending work in. Some people were inviting, they're sharing, you know, I think I would really like to share something I previously made, because I think it would really be a nice positive thing to share during this time. So some things in that realm are, there's a, like, some good friends made a 30-minute documentary about some musicians in West Africa. We have another friend who filmed herself kind of recently doing top of head mask, which is like a mask performance type of deal. So they sent in things that we're playing. And then in the moment, we've had friends that are people that are sending in some cooking videos. There's we have a close friend who's a recipe developer who is hilariously making these really decadent and beautiful creations in her own time. So she's been playing with videoing those and sending those in. She says she has more to send, and then some of them are more DIY. Like, I'm trying to think who else.
Well, there's the Misfit Puppet Troupe, which is live streaming in. They're patching in live, and they're
patching in from a stoop in Brooklyn,
yeah,
live, so twice a week.
Every Wednesday and Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, they're performing a live puppet show on their front stoop in front of their apartment, and we're broadcasting that.
That's definitely becoming a favorite for absolutely all ages. There's a lot of video art coming in. There's some dancers sending work in. And for Alaska, I'm trying to think, a couple people have sent in. Jill Whites, who works with Salmon Beyond Borders, has sent in some really amazing footage of her recent outings, nature outings. There's a dancer performer, Sarah Campen, who lives out on Limmershire Island, who's been making a series of videos of her dancing. Like, she still hasn't, she's about to send it in. So those are things that are being made right now. So there's quite a range. But for us, I feel like what it feels like also is, like what Julian was saying, we're as parents trying to tune in, and also as for friends that are not parents, it kind of turned into jump to this Instagram live or this place live, and you're kind of holding your phone in your hand and trying to cut between all these different things. And this is, you know, for KTOO, you get it. It's like, why, you know, kind of hearkening back to public broadcast and kind of slowing down having people turn things in real time. It's not 1 minute on an Instagram post, but it's 30 minutes of somebody talking through or showing what they're doing. Oh, another great one, though, I will say, is we have one artist who's really amazing that works with plants in the city. She works with, putting really beautiful plants and botanical sculptures in places, and all of her work closed overnight. But she has been, and her name is Michelle Ishikawa. She does, she's been filming her magnolia tree that's in her little backyard. It's a very small backyard with one beautiful big tree. And she's been filming it every day and sending in the footage every day to be played daily as a series of just watching this tree change. And she's collaborating with all kinds of different musicians of ambient music and putting those on top of the videos. That's been kind of a highlight for my day each day.
That sounds very soothing.
Yeah, it's quite nice.
Oh, I can tell you guys are both so enthusiastic about this, the energy and the just the happiness it brings you to have started this and to put it out there and to see everybody kind of feeding into it. I think that's great.
It's like Christmas every time there's a new submission. We get really excited about it.
Well,
I mean, it brings us happiness. All I mean, the main thing is trying to help folks out, both artists and whoever's tuning in, to just have a nice place to go.
So how can people tune in or join?
Yeah, so for the Painted Cloud Project, again, it's just all the information straight on that website, which is thepaintedcloud.com. And that's got the Drawings and Thoughts project on it. And then it also does have a link to the TV channel. And for the TV channel, it's dreamerswelcome.tv, which is on 24 hours a day.
Yeah, so if you go to dreamerswelcome.tv, you can watch, and then there's a big old yellow button that says submit on it if you want to send us something that you're doing.
Yep, it was very easy to find, and the website looks great. It's very intuitive. So, well, Sarah Conroe and Julian Bozeman, thank you so much for putting this out in the world and for speaking with me today and for sharing all this with our listeners on Juno Afternoon. I really appreciate hearing from you and hearing about getting a little snapshot of life in Brooklyn right now. So thanks so much for talking with me today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, we're very excited to be on the radio, especially public radio. We love broadening the net.
Thanks. Check them out at The Painted Cloud. Thanks again, both of you, for speaking with me today, and be well.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye.